Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. The Bilderberg Group is now into day number two, then day three tomorrow into Sunday. We'll have a big report for you, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the abbreviated Sunday edition. We'll probably have reports again from the final day of Bilderberg as it's breaking up and leaving. You can be two miles away, 3 miles away, trying to get them coming in on the highway or leaving. We'll see on Sunday if people get arrested, even trying to videotape the gods leaving. Because the men in black limousines with helicopters and troops, they don't exist. The world bankers meeting with the royalty, when we get their own documents that Jim Tucker stolen from them before and things, openly bragging about world government, none of that exists. So got to tell the public, there just happens to be army and police out here arresting you. If you come near, nothing's going on. Go away. We're talking in this segment and a little bit into the next. He'll be gone by 10 after. We have several other guests and a bunch of other news we're going to be covering. But I appreciate Charlie Skelton with The Guardian being nice and coming on. You know, I saw his first report back on Monday or Tuesday saying, I'm going to Bilderberg to see if it exists. And we kind of said, look, they're going to send this comedy writer there to make fun of it. Then I found out his wife's a listener. He's a listener. And that, you know, that it was his idea to go to Bilderberg. But I think that was kind of their idea to pick him, maybe thinking that, oh, well, he's not an official journalist. We can kind of poo-poo it. You know, we have to ask, why is he the guy that was sent from one of the biggest papers in the world? I mean, it's in the top 10. I think I pulled up its ratings. They say it's the sixth or seventh largest paper in the world. You know, why is he there? But I think that's maybe backfired on them because he isn't a mind-controlled mainline journalist like Mombiot there calling for world government in the same newspaper. Why do you think they sent you? Why do you think, I mean, you pointed out nobody's going to this. Would you like to send me? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, let me say something.
Yeah, do it at 10 o'clock. I'll be there at 10 o'clock. Okay. 10 o'clock.
Hey, who is that talking to you, Mr. Skelton?
Oh, one of them. It's really bizarre. I wish I wouldn't have been
babbling when the secret police came up. Tell me, oh, he was polite. He waited until you quit talking. What did the police officer say to you this time?
Nothing. I turned around and came up in his face again as I'd been doing. I'm talking to you. Two things are happening. One, I'm having a conversation with you. Number two, I'm walking around a small suburb up on the hill with about sort of four policemen in plain clothes on various corners and streets, and I'm sort of double backing and saying hello to them and dodging them, and I sort of almost as a game for myself. And
can we talk to him?
I know it's not a game. I know it's not a game, and you know, it's that guy didn't really speak much English, so that wouldn't have been a good one.
What was he saying about 10 o'clock?
I was telling him, I'm going to go back to the station at 10 just to try and clear. Apparently there's a change of command at 10 o'clock, and the guy at the gate, who's quite nice, just said, the young guy just said, look, don't speak to the one now, speak to the one at 10 o'clock. You might get somewhere with him. But obviously I won't get anywhere because, you know, the amount of pressure I can put on these compared to the amount of pressure David Rockefeller can put on these, it's slightly different. So I've got a feeling that my request to be left alone...
But wait a minute, David Rockefeller doesn't exist. There's no world government. He just wrote his memoir 4 years ago saying he wants to overthrow the U.S. I mean, Mr. Yeah. Skelton, you know, there's no world government, Mr. Skelton.
Well, I kind of feel the tentacles of the world government tickling me on the back of my neck at the moment, and it's not a nice feeling.
Well, what's wrong with them setting up a world government to carry out eugenics and a one-child policy and taxing you with carbon taxes to micromanage every facet of your life? I mean, what's wrong with them banning all your liberties?
To answer your question, I think, is it's wrong in so many different ways that it's almost impossible to get your head around it. It's almost incomprehensibly bad. And it's so big. I read about this the other day. It's a bit like, I don't know whether you've read the Edgar Allan Poe short story where someone hides something in plain view. It's the Pauline letter. And it's a story about, I'm going to give it away now, so close your ears if you don't hear this. But a letter is stolen and it's hidden in plain view on the wall. And in the story, Edgar Allan Poe talks about how if you look at a map and look for a word, you won't be able to see the word if it's the large word written right across in massive letters because you're looking close up. And I sort of think
stay there. This is key. You're talking about a spell.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, once Charlie Skelton of London Guardian is back in the UK, out of one police state into another, back from Bilderberg 2009, I want to have him on for like a full hour and fully brief him. And I really want to thank you, sir, for your courage and what you've done. And I don't want to say your transformation, but you've certainly now been baptized in the tyranny and know how real it is. And that's what I encourage listeners to do. Go out, as you said, become citizen activist media. You will run into tyranny and corruption everywhere. Government is so corrupt that if you follow almost any judge that you see that's doing evil things, you'll catch him with hookers and buying drugs. And I mean, I've never found a politician that wasn't corrupt, that, you know, that was doing bad things that I couldn't follow or watch who wouldn't instantly do bad. Because bad people don't just do one bad thing. They just are all over the map. And if we start following them, videotaping them, going to city council meetings, hanging out in parking lots, following city council members as citizen media, I mean, it's unbelievable. You'll just immediately see evil. These people just run around continually engaged in wickedness, as the Bible says, and, you know, going and covering global elitists, going and doing everything you're doing. I just want to commend you. And if the citizens start covering what government's doing and ferreting things out and looking at legislation, there's no way they can get away with this if we all just do a little bit. So, yeah, you're there walking around in Greece with secret police following you everywhere as the sun is now set. And I appreciate you coming on with us. Closing comments, sir, from you, Charlie Skelton, reporter for the London Guardian there at Bilderberg 2009. When you were finishing up your hidden in plain view analogy.
Well, I'll finish that point and close off on that, which is that one of the problems with, you know, what you're engaged in, what anyone who's engaged in alternative thinking, one of the problems that faces them is, what do you pick? Even if you were to just pick one thing, for example, the lies concerning the Iraq War, or the taking over of genetic, you know, seed varieties by large corporations, any one of those things is enough to absolutely blow anyone's mind. And that's the trouble. It's so big. The problem is enormous. And I'm talking to myself here. I don't know what to do, but I guess one thing you can do is just simply pick something. You know, pick something and go, you know what, I'm going to do for the next 5 years? I'm going to be a bit interested in protecting seed varieties, or a bit interested in monitoring European legislation, or a bit interested in picking up politicians' lies about Iraq, or gaps in defense spending. One thing. I'm going to make it my thing. I don't know. Maybe that's an answer. I don't know what the answer is. There's lots of possible answers, but the question.
Sir, you are saying exactly what I've instinctively said for over a decade, for 14 years now, is that absolutely be generalist. Everybody be involved in different things, different ideas. And don't follow one person's ideas. So keep an open mind.
Yeah, yes.
Just don't be cookie cutter. And then you'll suddenly notice, I live in England. I just tried to buy old seed varieties, and I'm being put on a list. Everywhere you go, then you'll run into tyranny, and you'll go, my God, this was 1,000 times worse than I actually even knew. And then it opens up. And what you said is key. The globalists make profits off of controlling every facet of society. And so it's also their market. They use a free market a system of crony capitalism, it's not true capitalism or free market, to control everything. And so that's why they're hitting you from every angle, because it's business for them. And exactly, one of these will blow your mind. There are hundreds of these coming in at you. And that's why the general public, you know, comes face to face with a conspiracy so massive that they're just knocked over by it, as Winston Churchill said, or as the former head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover said, that you come face to face, and the globalists write books about it. It's not even our opinion. And they're laughing. When you read their books, they're laughing, going, I know you're reading this. None of your little slave friends will help you. I mean, they've got little statements, you know, basically like that. And you're going, none of my slave friends will help me. My God, these people are directly talking to the members of the public that actually read this. And you're just like, can't we wake the sheep up to beat these people? So we appreciate your courage. Maybe I can get you on for 15, 20 minutes on Sunday. We're on 4 to 6 p.m., so I'll have Rob call you. And we're very thankful for all your time. Anything we can do for you, Mr. Skelton?
No, I'm fine. I'm probably going to head back towards the lights now that the sun's gone down. I don't like being followed in the dark, so I'm going to go and sit in a brightly lit cafe on the seafront.
Okay, and what's the name of the Edgar Allan Poe story? You didn't finish that about
it's the Poloid letter. It's just a good metaphor for how global agenda is passed across people's eyes without them even seeing it. It's too big to see.
Absolutely, they're too close to it. Thank you so much, Mr. Skelton. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. There goes London Guardian reporter, arrested twice, detained another time, people being arrested left and right, miles away from the facility, 3 miles away in the port, which is a big, we've got photos, big thriving port with sailboats and everything, all just shut down. Just absolutely amazing. Okay, coming up, we've got Mark Morano, a congressman's aide who has one of the biggest websites exposing the global warming fraud, that it's not man-made, that it's natural. 11-year cycle. It's like we have four seasons, you know, autumn, winter, spring, summer. Pretty soon they'll tell school kids, you know, no, summer is global warming. It's not supposed to get hot, or it's not supposed to get cold. It's an ice age. We have an 11-year sun cycle, and there's some other earth cycles as well. And we got him coming up, and then Bob Chapman in the last hour. But right now, until the break, for the next 6-7 minutes, I wanted to bring Steve Shank up because he's one of our best sponsors. He makes so much what we do here possible, and he's always offering new plans, new ideas for folks to get high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, storable foods. And, you know, I've told folks that do whatever you have to. Even if you get a one-month supply, a two-month, a three-month, these are small. They have the, you know, getaway packs that fit in your trunk. They'll feed a one person 50% more calories than they even need, or is it 150%, or is it double? You know, and a little stove that comes with it, everything. I believe in getting self-sufficient. I believe in being able to take care of yourself. The globalists want us domesticated, and he's got some new programs and new offers he wanted to tell the folks that visit eFoodsDirect.com about. Steve Schenck joining us. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex. We've just had a fire drill, haven't we, with this swine flu fiasco?
Well, the globalists clearly engineered it. That's now admitted its designer, as we said, day one. They're now saying it's going to mutate in the fall and kill us. And we just posted an article at PrisonPlanet.com. They're saying they're going to go to level six now, even though it only killed two people in the U.S. So, yes, it's a fraud, but Jim Tucker confirmed in Bilderberg that they are planning to use this to bring in world government and a world government control over health, a world government control over courts, world government control over taxes, a world army. It's all being formulated right now at Bilderberg 2009.
Well, the problem that we have, Alex, is that this is just another step in cooking frogs. We've talked about that before. And what has happened as a result of this thing coming, a big splash, then dying down, is that we're in the most dangerous time for our people in their minds, because nothing happened. It's like Y2K. Nothing happened. Most disasters are geographically limited, so the rest of the nation can look and say, well, Katrina was a mess. Let's do something for ourselves. And in this case, it was nationwide, and now everybody's gone into complacency. The birds are singing, the sun is shining, and this is the most dangerous time in the world for the simple reason it will come back, but we're like people on death row that have said, okay, I've got a three-month reprieve. I don't have to keep calling my lawyers. I can sit back and say, oh, man, what a relief. And that is the most dangerous thing we can have.
Well, regardless, Steve, you got the depression they're engineering. We have their documents. That's confirmed. IMF, World Bank, and internal Bilderberg. They're engineering new wars with Iran, Pakistan. The World Health Organization is saying it's going to come back in the fall. I think it's all a big fraud, but that's their cover for something bigger. Their excuse for martial law is the economy implodes. People need firearms. They need water filters. They need high-quality, storable food. You're the place to get the food and some of the water filters. Tell folks about some of the things you're offering and the new thing you've got for folks. Because a lot of folks, including Derek, our sales guy, he lives in a little apartment. That's why he's never gotten storable food, which
I think is
crazy.
What we've come up with is something called a one-year stowaway. What this is something that people can go on the website, reserve a one-year supply of food. They can make monthly payments on it. It will be stored. We've acquired a brand new warehouse that is climate controlled. We'll store it here. And so for those folks that are traveling around the country that are in a situation where they can't keep their food where they are, or they don't know where they're going to be, this is absolutely ideal. They'll be able to call, and within 48 hours it'll be shipped to wherever they need it.
You've also
the whole
started
idea behind this is that people can break the cost of it down, and they can put in the food that they need. And what we learned something during this last announcement. The day after the one working day, the first working day after they announced the bird flu issue, the swine flu issue, we had our lines just jammed up. The warehouse was covered up, and this will not work. It's like people trying to get out of a disaster area at the last minute, and they get traffic jammed.
Now,
unless people get their food in immediately, what we've tried to do with this stowaway program is set it up so anyone that can make monthlies, that doesn't have room to store it, that is traveling, they can have it stored. It's safe. It's here. It can't be stolen. It can't be broken in on. And at the same time, we've come up with some new recipes, and we've adjusted the formulations for these foods to the point where they are literally health food. Some folks were concerned about some of the things
we're
able to take out of them.
Steve, we're almost out of time, and it's guaranteed you'll ship it to them. How fast when somebody says ship my food?
48 hours.
Okay, and also you've got distributorships. Bob Dacey here in town is doing great shipping your food out. So you're also looking for distributors that want to sell it regionally and locally. That's going on. Give folks the toll-free number.
800-409-5633, and that's eFoodsDirect.com.
800-409-5633. Hey, I think that's a great plan, but if folks can, get the 1 month, get a year, get it stored yourselves. I mean, shouldn't they want to physically hold it too? I mean, if they've got the money right now?
Absolutely. Whichever way, we're just going to help people no matter how they need to do it. They just got to do it.
Let's give that number out again. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect, the letter eFoodsDirect.com, or the banners on InfoWars.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, the stowaway plan. Thanks, Steve.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279. Digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciac's Tea, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Hi-ho!
Everybody knows.
Hi-ho!
Base is loaded.
Hi-ho!
Everybody rolls with.
We're off to work we go.
Everybody knows.
It's a weird mix of Snow White song with this guy.
Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich.
And I was just thinking, all the great Bilderberg hunters out there, like little elves off high-hoeing their way to the police department, being arrested, being detained, being harassed.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I wanted to finish up telling you about Steve Shane because he got cut short there, the J. Michael Stevens Group. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, I would get physical holdings of Storable Foods, and this is the place to get it, best prices, longest continually operating company. And they got one-month supplies, three-day boogie packs. They've got year supplies, two-year supplies. You'll be surprised how inexpensive it is. But I suggest you get a one-month supply and just test it out. Or do that stowaway thing where they'll keep it in the warehouse for you and ship it within 48 hours anywhere you want. And they got layaway, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or E, the letter E, foodstrike.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just can't get over this article that was in the New York Times yesterday, and Paul Watson has pointed out what the article actually says. He has a story, Government Readies Youth Corps to take on vets. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. Here is the New York Times from yesterday. And when you read the first paragraph, it says, 10 minutes into an errant mayhem in his town near the Mexican border, and a gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. One slumped in his desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. The responding officers, eight teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas and loud shouts, bam, bam, fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly, pellet guns drawn and masks affixed. And there, click on the photos that are on that New York Times page for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I mean, it's got Homeland Security buses they're practicing with, and Homeland Security's funding all this. And it's not just the Boy Scouts. It's the public schools. Yeah, look at them stacked up there in SWAT team formation in military uniforms. I mean, show people these insanely disgusting photos. Yeah, scroll through them. And then, of course, it shows the dead veterans they've simulated killing. Yeah, that's it. There's 14 of them. Scroll through them at the top for folks right there. See that little clicker there? There the child is in the Kurzel helmet. There they are with the little guns. And the little says, tactical police unit. There they are practicing taking over factories. There they are practicing killing terrorists. And then here's the dead veterans coming up, the dead vets they've simulated killing. And you notice the Homeland Security document says vets and gunners, the number one threat. You notice that it's in all these other government documents. They're teaching local police the number one threat is returning vets, that they're going to have IEDs bombing every town soon. They've got FEMA out preparing mass graves and telling local police to get ready for vets to attack them. I mean, they are really getting ready to go after veterans and gun owners because they know vets know how to fight, have a will to fight. No, it's no big deal once the fight's going. They're not gelded, and so you're the number one target. I mean, you know, throughout history, you know... George Lucas, about 6 months after I pointed out that Revenge of the Sith was about government-sponsored terror and government staging terror attacks, that's how the Emperor becomes the Emperor, is staging terror attacks. I said, and I wrote an article at Infowars.com, you know, just from the book, before the movie was out, I said, this is about government-sponsored terror, Revenge of the Sith. And I said, Lucas is telling you what George Bush has done, because I knew he changed what the original novel was going to be. Then Lucas comes out at Cannes and says, I believe the government's staging events, and this is a parallel for today. Now, what does the Emperor target when he finally takes over? He targets the police and military. He takes the young paramilitary forces led by the young Jedi, and he sends them off to kill the old police and military. This isn't a movie, folks. This is what happened with Pinochet in Chile. This is what happened in Cuba. This is what happened in China and Russia and Nazi Germany and Eastern Germany. This is what happens over and over and over and over. And I told you, police and military, they got dossiers on all of you. They got Merc teams ready for you. They're ready, ladies and gentlemen, to kill you. And I guess a lot of you are going to roll over, I guess, and just cower and let them win. As for me, I'm not going. I keep telling you, police, you are the target. You are the target. You're not in these documents, you know, the declassified ones. It just says returning vets are the number one threat. Most of the cops are the returning vets. See, you're getting reports about yourselves, fools. and they're training 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds to seek and destroy, read the article, to murder you. It's all in writing. Are you going to take it? Or are you going to join the rebellion against the New World Order? Come on in, join us. You know you want to in your heart.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Feels good to go from the mainstream media calling me an insane kook for believing in the Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg Group, and CFR, to now Bilderberg Group being all over the news, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bohemian Grove. And when you read their documents, when you read books by the German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt or David Rockefeller's memoir 4 years ago about how he does want to overthrow the U.S., he actually says that in there. He says, yeah, I'm guilty as charged. I want a one-world government. They just had 50 top journalists come out yesterday and call for world governance. And they said, yeah, it's got to be authoritarian to protect the democracy. It's an authoritarian system that's a democracy. That is, we let you vote on what we decide you can. Like, you can decide what color, you know, little helicopter cap to wear. If you want a pink one or a green one. And then we decide which black ski mask police take you to what FEMA camp. But again, you can decide what clown noses. You want a blue or red clown nose. That's the... That's the freedom you get in the New World Order, is you get to decide, I guess, what color jumpsuit to wear in the prison. But when you read the Club of Rome documents, CFR documents, everything is the carbon tax, taxing the carbon cycle of the planet. We're carbon-based life forms. The ocean's full of carbon. The trees, the trees breathe the carbon dioxide and put out oxygen for us. They've done studies, and you know, the Earth is starved right now for carbon dioxide. It's been 14 times higher from the ice core samples. Trees grow faster, live longer. Humans are healthier. Higher oxygen. We're oxygen starved. And we're on an 11-year sun cycle. That's what mainly controls this. But there's some other things. They know this. They brag. You know, Al Gore owns the two big companies that you'll buy the carbon credits from. George Soros says, I'm having a great control crisis and making the biggest profits in my life. This is the culmination of my life work. I've done this. Ha, ha, ha. You know, I mean, this is funny to them. And Mark Morano's probably got the biggest alternative news site, which is as big as a lot of major newspapers, exposing the complete fraud and the new religion. Now, the elite know it's a fraud, but for the public, they say in their own documents that we've covered here, we're going to give them a new religion of Gaia, and this will be organized by the state, and we'll have a one-child policy, and this is what Hitler was for. Hitler was for controlling the population and a vegetarian and an animal rights guy, and this is what they believe. These are control freaks, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, all of them. ClimateDepot.com, the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow, environmentalism think tank. He worked for director of the Republicans on the U.S. Senate Committee for Environment and Public Works. Worked for Senator James Inhofe, who we think's one of the better senators up there on these issues. Yeah, good thing when his propeller fell off his plane, he didn't die. They sure like to kill a lot of them that way. And he just does so much more. But now we've seen the Republicans flip-flop after Bilderberg 2007, and suddenly a lot of them have gotten behind it. So we're in a lot of trouble here. And people they're calling for climate change denial. If you say it doesn't exist, they say that's like denying the Holocaust. You should be arrested in Europe. They're trying to get us to sign on to the criminal court, so we're under these laws. So fellow heretic, fellow thought criminal, a man out there kind of aggregating all this news and information and the tens of thousands of scientists saying that global warming being man-made is a fraud, Mark Morano, a serious thought criminal, while we're still able to talk to him, they're trying to outlaw what we're about to do. Sir, thank you for coming on, thought criminal.
Thank you, Alex. Happy to be here. Yeah, you mentioned the denier and all that. We have a CBS News reporter, Scott Pelley, who literally has publicly said he will not interview any scientist skeptical of Al Gore or the United Nations view of global warming, because for the same reason, if he was doing a story on the Holocaust, he would not interview any people who denied the Holocaust happened. They have returned this into sacrosanct, and you're right, the late Michael Crichton, the author, was one of the early ones to call this a religion. There's on my site right now, climatedepot.com, we have a seventh grade girl in school who won an essay where she says we need a climate exorcism. And she says we're being haunted. I mean, these are the words of religion. These are the words of faith-based thoughts, not science. And if you look at the polling data, the American people are actually growing more skeptical, dramatically skeptical, in the last few years as the Earth has failed to warm, as more scientists come out, as new studies just make a mockery of what Al Gore has claimed. But what we're finding is young people are still the most firmly and committed believers. And I've spoken at elementary schools. Kids are worried about polar bears and flooding, both of which are completely manufactured scares by the global warming industry. Sea levels, there's no acceleration in sea level, and if one of the scientists said, if sea level's rising due to global warming, no one's told sea level.
Well, the ice caps grew by, 30% this year, Arctic and Antarctic. Look, when they show a polar bear on the news and say, look, he's drowning, they know polar bears are the greatest land swimmers on Earth. They can swim hundreds of miles. I mean, this is such a scam. I mean, Gore just is laughing all the way to the bank. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, particularly polar bears are at or near record highs, according to U.S. Geological Survey. The only way they're threatened, and they're not even threatened here, there's a computer models. The bottom line is they've survived much warmer periods than that's even being contemplated.
They thrive.
And it's all based on computer models, which Ivy League lead expert in forecasting said the UN climate models violate the basic principles of forecasting. Something like 70 out of 84 principles, it violates 70 of them. These are just, some people have called them Sony PlayStation video games. That's how they get the fear. They have to posit, and Obama's energy secretary, Stephen Chu, is the biggest embarrassment on this. He will talk about what he thinks is going to happen in the year 2100 and act as though it's evidence of today. Top Japanese scientists just came out in, I believe, January or February and said that global warming is now akin to astrology. That's the level we've reached here. If you read your horoscope every day, it's written in such a way that it's vaguely worded that pretty much anything happens, you can say your horoscope was right. Well, the same way with global warming. They're now getting away from the phrase global warming. They want to call it global weirding, in the words of Thomas Friedman.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to ask you about next is the New York Times, as you know, it got leaked that one of these PR firms had written up the new pitch for the White House and the Democrats was that we're losing our atmosphere. It's deteriorating. Climate change. Stress when it's over cold that was caused by man. Stress when it's hot. I mean, we've got them red-handed running around fear-mongering, and now that people are waking up to them, Gore's now going, we'll all be dead in 5 years. It's not 20 now. Give me the money. And he publicly owns the trading companies in Chicago and England that the money's going to go into. I mean, how asinine is this?
Oh, he is. He's partners and affiliated with groups that have already invested $1 billion in, I think, 40 different companies. He went from $1 or $2 million net worth to over $100 million now, according to Bloomberg News, and now he's poised to be the world's first carbon billionaire. But he's not doing it through entrepreneurship. He's doing it through lobbying the government to pass unneeded mandates that are going to make people, real people, suffer.
It's taxes.
Yeah, but even beyond taxes, it is a moral question. We have poor Africans in places like Chad who have global warming-inspired bans on charcoal. They can't cook. They can't heat their huts because they're worried about global warming mandates.
Mark, I got to stop you again. Mark, I got to stop you, and I'm gonna try to shut up and let you talk. But when I hear you saying all this truth, I got to say this, and then I want you to go over it. I've read the actual UN studies. It's not even our studies. It's their studies. They admit that their global warming cuts of 20% could kill hundreds of millions of people. If they cut it by 50%, like they're saying, billions. They know, and they're eugenicists, and so they brag that they've got to do this to cut the numbers. These are cold-blooded killers, but then they say we're being paid by oil companies. We're stating facts. They're the ones that are now being paid by oil companies as ExxonMobil's gotten on board for the global scam. Now, I'm going to shut up. Go over the numbers of what this will do to the third world.
Well, the third world, I mean, as I said, it is a moral question. We have Thomas Friedman, New York Times columnist, who wrote this recent book. He's been on a book tour. I believe he was paid, I want to say $175,000 to go speak in San Francisco. He is telling India, don't follow us. Don't follow the U.S. model of economic success. The earth can't handle it. You don't need to do it. He's telling a country where 40% of its people don't have access to electricity. This is what they're calling the new form of colonialism. It's white, wealthy Westerners telling poor people of color in the third world that they can't have prosperity and development like we can. In other words, they need to remain in the nasty, brutish, short life with no running water, no electricity, no modern medicine, no defibrillators, no treatments, no modern dentistry, no clean water, no clean air, living in huts made of dung because they're living eco-friendly. I've met what I call environmental missionaries, green missionaries, wealthy white people that come. In this particular case, it was a young woman from Minnesota who was in Africa telling poor South Africans that they were living more earth-friendly and that the U.S. way of life was total BS, meaning prosperity and running water.
And, Mark, let me stop you. I've seen all the major studies, their own internal studies. The Royal Commission, 1944 to 49, they decided to have the population boom to not let the third world develop, and they knew it would increase numbers and actually hurt the environment. The way they're living in squalor actually hurts the environment instead of moving to the industrial system and the new advanced cleaner system. So this is economic warfare, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, the developing world is poised to have the same miracle that the Western world had in the 20th century, except for unfounded global warming fears. Just to give you a few more examples, white wealthy Westerners in England, a grocery market chain, announced they were going to buy local. Well, this didn't sit well with poor Kenyan farmers whose livelihood depended on food exports to England. That's another example of this. You have across, again, using India, environmentalists have opposed various dams to bring in hydroelectric power because of environmental impacts. And I've seen it down in the Amazon rainforest. I did a documentary in 2000. wealthy celebrities fly in on carbon steam jets, stop some development down there, and then they fly back home to their Bel Air mansion. This is a new form of colonialism. It's a colonialism that keeps poor people poor. I interviewed Dr. Walter Williams. He's a African-American economist, George Mason University. He said that many Westerners want to see the developing world poor because it's almost like going to visit, treating people like they're zoos. There's actually a whole thing called poverty tourism now where you go and you see people live and you think, oh, isn't that neat? Isn't that great? And the bottom line is environmental policy is going to keep them living that way.
That's right. And these control freak communists who work for the big banks, because, again, they don't want a free market either. That's why the ultra-rich always fund the poor to set up socialism, to conduit the money and power to the elites. They are saying they want the same system here. They want to cut the population. Brown's head eco-advisor says cut the population from 60 million to 30 million,
yeah,
cut the population from 25 million. So they want to bring that here. And then they're going to fly around on their limousine liberal helicopters while we're in squalor. These are control freaks. I've talked to them.
I compare it to the old Soviet Politburo, where the members of the party got all the perks. You have Arnold Schwarzenegger, who in his radio address just 3 weeks ago told Californians that to lower their carbon footprint, they should be air-drying clothes, and that if you air-dried your clothes every day for 6 months, you'd save, X amount of pounds. The same Arnold Schwarzenegger who the L.A. Times a year before chastised him for commuting to work in a private jet, a daily commute in his private jet. He's now telling Californians to hang their clothes out in the air. This is the level, and this is Al Gore flying the private jets, Leonardo DiCaprio. This is it's that two-tiered system. The masses live one way, and the party rulers live another.
That's okay because DiCaprio and Schwarzenegger and all of them are heavily invested in the carbon credit companies. They buy those from themselves.
And also, they'll brag. I mean, at one point, Gore's film, he bragged that it was carbon neutral. Someone did the calculations. He only paid, I want to say the number was under $500. It was some absurd number. You can make a whole Hollywood film with all the carbon and claim you're carbon neutral for just $500. I don't think other people are getting charged so low. But we're finding Hollywood actors buying, for all the flying they do and for being in entertainment, they're buying offsets, and what's happening is they're either preserving land in Africa or planting trees. Before I left the U.S. Senate, I met with the Norwegian embassy. The Norwegian embassy, and they were touting this new thing that they're essentially going to pay poor countries not to develop. And this is the ultimate form of the new colonialism I'm talking about. I told them I hope they failed. This was in a meeting in the U.S. Senate. They sought it out with me. I said all that's going to happen is your money from the U.N. and from international agencies are going to go to corrupt third world dictators. They're going to get the money. The people are going to suffer as their country continues not to develop, as they're living in huts, made of dung. These wealthy Norwegians are going to sit back and say, we're saving the planet. Isn't this great? And we're helping these poor people by giving to these corrupt governments. That is what's wrong right now in terms of international policy. What we need to do, I interviewed a South African activist who said it best. If the Western wealthy world really doesn't want the developing world to develop, they ought to lead by example. In other words, they should level cities like Washington, Rotterdam, London, and return them back to swamps and jungles before they can tell people in Africa and people in South America and Asia not to develop their land. And that didn't go over too well with a lot of development actors. This was at a UN conference that this the South African said it. But I think he was dead on. We have no business telling these countries, paying them, bribing them, whatever word you want to use, not to develop when it's not our kids that are dying of high infant mortality and short life expectancy. I interviewed Chevy Chase on the Mall on one of these Earth Days, the actor. He said, socialism works. Cuba was the model. This is the mindset of the modern environmental movement, and sadly, it's infected many in this new administration.
And meanwhile, Chevy Chase is worth literally $100 million or more. Talking to these people in government and reading their writings, the high-level ones cold-bloodedly know this is a business, this is to control, this is to freeze the third world.
They're very honest. Ben Cardin, Democrat from Maryland, told the Washington Post in April, global warming laws in Washington represent the greatest, the biggest potential, the greatest revenue generating proposal of our time, was the exact quote. So you can imagine They don't care about the science. They care about the greatest revenue-generating proposal of their time. And remember, he who controls carbon controls life. It's a bureaucrat's dream to control carbon dioxide. We had a scientist from Princeton come and testify, Will Happer, 200 peer-reviewed scientific studies. He said the level of control that we're contemplating when you declare what we exhale from our mouth a pollutant is something that George Orwell didn't even contemplate in 1984. We are seeding over. We have the UK, a carbon card proposal where the government's going to monitor individual people, their carbon allowances. They're going to monitor how much you drive, where you set your thermostat. California's already tried regulating thermostats. This is a situation.
No, I had the government advisor on, and he said you will all be rationed, and you only have enough food to weigh a certain amount, and bureaucrats will control every facet of your life. They're now putting the satellite tracker boxes in the cars to now control how fast you drive. I mean, it's all happening. This is their model. They admit, as you know, sir,
well,
the audience.
President Bush started the bank bailout, and then Obama continued with the stimulus packages, and now we're nationalizing banks, we're nationalizing automobiles. Just to put a simple line out, never before in U.S. history has more power and wealth and decision-making been concentrated in the hands of so few. You know, the left will talk endlessly about, the corrupt corporations, big business. The bottom line is at least big business has shareholders, has accountability to the public. Government now, we have more power and control in the smallest amount of hands that we've ever had in U.S. history.
And it's
only going to continue. And this is, it's an inevitable result beginning with the New Deal
Mark Morano, five more minutes with you on the other side. Five more minutes with Mark Morano. It's ClimateDepot.com. But then above the government is a very small group of private corporations that operate like Spectre. And that's the New World Order. That's the Bilderberg Group. Okay. But I agree with him. We'll be right back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror, and pandemic kits, water storage, and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Man thinks 'cause he rules it.
He can do with it as he sees.
You know, I get rabid on this subject and just start spewing facts, and they're facts. And they just say no. In fact, Al Gore, a few weeks ago, and I wanted to ask Mark Morano of ClimateDepot.com about this, former Senate advisor and aide and researcher, one of the preeminent people, kind of a clearinghouse to expose all this. And they said, what about all these thousands of scientists? I mean, there are thousands and thousands. I've seen letters of 10,000, 20,000 they sign. The vast majority saying it's all a fraud. The top climatologists, the top experts on the Arctic, they're everywhere. Just saying, look, it's a fraud. The people that look at the sun, you know, I mean, all of it. And Al Gore just said, well, there's people that think, you know, there's flying saucers and we went to the, you know, and we didn't go to the moon. And that's what they do. They just say, first they said, everyone agrees. And they said, oh, everybody who's credible agrees. And then, well, everybody who's sane believes. And meanwhile, it's just an unbelievable fraud. And then they brought up to him, well, what about how Ken Lay of Enron came up with this idea for carbon credits? And then Al Gore says, I don't know anything about that. And he goes, well, your partner was part of it. And he goes, no, he's not. Then we went and looked it up. Al Gore knows that and is involved. I mean, these people are just despicable. How do we beat them? How do we stop these bastards? They're in the Senate right now. They're trying to ram it through. They're saying on the news, we are dead unless we have an international body that taxes and regulates every facet of our lives, and if we don't have weekly bureaucrats inspecting our homes.
Yeah, real quick, just so people don't think, you know, I'm being conspiratorial here, or, you know, Jacques Chirac, the French president's own words were the UN Global Warming Treaty Kyoto was the first step to authentic global governance. These are their own words. EU official came out and said that, you know, the Kyoto represented leveling the playing field for the developed for the world, meaning, you know, the take from the rich. I was at UN conferences where they're proposing a global carbon tax on countries, and guess what? The wealthy nations get hit the hardest, and guess what? The UN would decide to administer the funds. These are their own words that they're saying, and they're being very open about their goals when they do this. You mentioned Al Gore and the astronaut. I can't let this go by. He told the House hearing 2 weeks ago that he compared global warming skeptics to people who think the moon landing was faked. Well, the bottom line is that talking point is now moot, as one of the moon landers himself, astronaut Jack Smith and a geologist, came out and declared himself a skeptic late last year. So Gore doesn't even have his updated to his talking points. You asked about how to defeat this. The bottom line is the Republicans, surprise, surprise, are actually doing a pretty good job in the House right now. They're unified. A couple of Republicans have introduced a carbon tax as a sort of diversion, from what I gather, because all the liberals, that would be their dream, but it's not politically doable. But the bottom line is Republicans are doing pretty well, led by Congressman Joe Barton. The Democrats are doing very well. One of the Democrat agricultural chairmen said he's off the train. He will not support a climate bill. Waxman, the committee in charge of this in the House, Congressman Waxman has basically said no votes, no problem, and he's talking about bypassing the committee if he doesn't have the votes to bring it.
How do we stop cities? How do we stop cities and states doing it?
Well, the bottom line is the American people have indicated every way possible that not only don't they care about this issue, they couldn't give a damn about this issue. It ranks dead last among all issues. Among environmental issues, it ranks dead last. Eventually, the American people have to wake up. I think there's been such complacency. They have no idea what's going on. The first thing we need to do is demand accountability among Republicans to stop paying lip service. George Bush enjoyed paying lip service to global warming fears, and we need to stop that first. There's no reason to concede an inch on the science on this. It's collapsing underneath them. It's a laughingstock. Just in the last few days, Arctic information came out. Danish Meteorological Institute. The Arctic has stayed the same since the 1950s. Has probably cooled since 1940s. We just came out the Greenland melt scenarios touted by Al Gore and NASA's James Hansen. Not even doable. The whole idea.
Hey, Mark Morano. Mark, we've got a one
thing, and we need to demand it. And once people realize what it's going to cost, I think the American people will wake up.
Mark, we've got a one-minute break, and I have other guests in 3 minutes anyways. Can we come back and just do 2 more minutes? You can finish up with solutions and tell folks about the website. Can you come back and finish up in 1 minute?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, fantastic. Mark Morano, ClimateDepot.com, our site's InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.